I missed the house. Yeah. Amen. Although, thank God for the break. You know, it was, you know, different days. I was like, I know I'm supposed to be doing something. I know I'm supposed to be doing something. I just can't, what am I supposed to be doing? Amen. But it is awesome. Amen. It is awesome to be here. We, do you, there are many?
No, but two very detailed ones.
Okay. So the Lord gave me earlier this week, he says, I'm laying in bed and he says, how can you walk without legs? He said, how can you walk without legs or see without eyes? And I'm like, how can I? I'm like, well, I can't walk without legs. I need something, even if they're artificial legs. I need something in order for me to walk. And I can't see without eyes because there's no artificial eyes, as far as I know. If there are no eyes, I can't see. So I'm like, People are trying to do this without him. People are trying to have a spiritual relationship with God without God. They're trying to, for lack of a better word, be holy without actually being holy. They want the benefits of being with God without being with God. There's no such thing. You are with, the Bible says you love me or you hate me. It doesn't say anything about whether you like me or not. He says you love me or you hate me. You cannot have a relationship with God without actually having a relationship with God. Amen. Good morning, Pastor Drea. Welcome back. Got your tan on and your sunglasses. Amen. You cannot have a relationship with God. Listen, I know this sounds like for Christians in kindergarten that just found out about God. You cannot have a relationship with God unless you actually have a relationship with God. You cannot be a worshiper of God unless you are a worshiper of God. There are no shortcuts. There are no substitutes. There's nobody stepping in for anybody else. You have to do this the way God said do it, or you're going to be lost. It's just that simple. So this morning, without Jesus, we are nothing. Without Christ, we're absolutely nothing. First of all, I want to give a shout out to Beth, if she's listening. Beth, I don't know what platform you're listening on, if it's Facebook or if it's YouTube or Instagram or Vimeo or wherever you, but yo, Beth, hey. Because everybody say, hey, 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 hey. Amen, because we know Beth is with her family. Amen. And we just, and don't forget to tell your mom I said, hey, Beth, because that's a beautiful woman. Amen. Is she watching today? Amen. Amen. For today, without Jesus, there is nothing. Oh, I'm sorry, without Jesus, we are nothing. Would everybody agree with that?
Amen.
Amen. Y'all didn't even hear me. Y'all fellowshipping. Y'all ain't heard a word I said. Amen. Without Jesus, we are nothing. So I need you to write some scriptures down. Can I give them to you right quick? I'm going to give you the scriptures first, and then I'm going to go to them and read. Okay? Let me know when you're ready. Somebody say, hey.
Hey.
All right. John 15:5.
We
y'all said, hey.
He told us to say hey.
I will say hey when you're ready. Well, at least they're listening. They're not listening well, but they're listening. Y'all ready? Y'all got some of the right stuff? Y'all ready? Hey. No, I want you to write it because I'm going to read them and I'm going to go through them. So you let me know when you're ready to write. Amen. One ready. And we go. All right. John 15:5. John 14:6. Galatians 2:20. I'm going to read these in order. Ephesians 2:8, Romans 6:23, John 1:3, St. John, Gospel 1:3, Ephesians 2:8-9, and the last one, 1 Corinthians 13:1-3. And I'm going to read them in order. Yes, unless the Lord say different. Good morning, little soldiers. Hello, little soldier family walking in the back. Amen. All right, so now listen. I have more. I have about 20 more. but these are the ones I've picked. The Lord, I believe the Lord has led me to read these, okay? You cannot, without Jesus, you are nothing. Absolutely, positively, nothing. It doesn't matter how much finance you have. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter who you know or who you think knows you. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter how you think. If you don't have Christ, you have absolutely nothing. Everybody got that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so in John 15:5, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he is the bearer, much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. God says, apart from me, you can do absolutely nothing. If that doesn't help you out, let's go to John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You cannot reach the throne of God except through Jesus Christ our Lord. You cannot enter into heaven without Christ. The only way to get into heaven is through Christ. That's it. You cannot get to him through Buddha. You can't get to him through Muhammad. You can't get to him through Mary. You can't get, give me, I'll throw some more out there. You can't, Hare Krishnas, christening, the little cats at the airport with the Ram Shama Hama. No, none of them. You can't get to him through Buddha.
Spiritualism.
You can't eat your way to heaven. You can't work your way to heaven. You can't cutesy your way to heaven. There's no other way to get to heaven except through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's it. There is no other way. Christ is it. He says, what it says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Christ Jesus our Lord. That's it. Amen? All right, let's go to Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live is in the flesh. I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Let me read it again. I have been crucified with Christ. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, when you accept Jesus Christ as your King, you have been crucified with Christ. And even if you don't feel it, it's coming. Don't worry, it'll catch up with you. You have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live. It's not about me anymore. It's not about what I want. It's not about what I think I can gain. It's not about my comfort. It is about Christ. Amen. It's no longer about me. It'll be about you when we get married, when we get to heaven. It'll be about you. But for now, it's about Christ. So stop trying to make yourself, the lead story in God's book.
Amen.
It's not about you. Have you noticed that? How people, when something in the Bible, they want to try to somehow make it about me. When God's talking about doing this, oh, it's about me. And it's about get my own. And it's not about you. Yeah, that's good. Self-centered. Oh, put your mic on. They can't hear you. Self-centered salvation. That's why I put you on Facebook. Self-centered salvation. It's not about you. And if you're at a place and all they talk about is have your best life now, do it for you now, get it, name it, frame it, and claim it, all that baloney, leave that church.
Amen.
Because that church is not looking out for your salvation. That church is trying to hype you up, trying to make a little God out of you, and so you forget all about the true and living God and miss your opportunity to be raptured or to make it into heaven. If you're living, if you're sucking down sweets all day long, if all you eating are bonbons, cream puff, and cream coffee all day long, you're going to be Gumby in a little while. You're going to be sucking your meals through a straw because you can't do that. See, you spoke too soon. You can't do that. You can't. The Bible, now, hold on to something. Everybody hold on to something. Hold on to something. Hold on to a chair. Hold on to something. Come on, hold on to something. Pretend it's an earthquake. Hold on to something. Y'all ready? Y'all hold on to something. Are you holding on to something? The Bible is not about you.
Yeah.
It is not about you. I know that blows your whole way of thinking. That messes up your social media profile completely. It's not about you. It is about the plan of God to save other people like you.
Amen.
So that we won't have to suffer the wrath of God. It's not about live your best life now. It's not about name it, claim it, and frame it, or whatever they said. It's not about that. It's not about I got my mind on my money and my money on my mind. It's not about that. That's old school. Y'all don't know about that. No. It's not about that. What? Got my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Y'all remember that?
That was a song from the world.
No, but that was that a song? No, but they used to say, well, whatever it was. Y'all too young. Y'all don't know how. Y'all Nick at Night. Y'all don't know nothing. Where's Sandy? It is not about you. They made a song after somebody said it. Y'all don't know nothing. It's not about you. It's just not about you. I know the world, I know social media has made it all about you. I know the world has made it all about you. But God said it is not about you. He said the volume of the scripture is about who? It is about Christ Jesus. It is about him. The bulk, the massive, the whole of the scripture is about Jesus. It's not about you. Read it. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You need to understand what your place is in this world. What is your place in this world? Your place should be in Christ.
Amen.
And if it's not, you're going to have a really bad day. All right, let's go to the next one, because y'all wrote it down, so y'all know exactly where I'm going. Ephesians 2 and 8. For by grace, do you earn grace?
No.
Do you work for grace?
No.
Do you deserve grace?
No.
Okay. For by grace you have been saved through faith. Because you believe the gospel, you have been given grace by God. Because you believe that God is who he said he is, you have received God's grace. He will not destroy you like he's going to destroy the world because you have accepted Jesus Christ for who he is. So you did not earn grace. You do not deserve grace. Grace is not, it doesn't have your name on it, so it's yours no matter what. Grace is a gift that God has given. For by grace you have been saved through faith and not, I'm sorry, and this is not your own doing. It is not your own doing. You had nothing to do with God wanting to give us grace. You had absolutely, positively nothing to do with grace.
Amen.
Grace is something that God decided he wanted to give you. And grace is not an opportunity to sin longer. Because that's what people use grace for. I got grace. I got all kind of grace. I can do whatever I want. Grace is not an opportunity to keep sinning. Grace is the opportunity or a chance to get it right.
Amen.
Grace is your opportunity to stop messing up. Grace is your opportunity to get it right. Grace, when the church leaves, grace leaves. Am I listening?
Amen.
I'm going to have grace during the tribulation. First of all, why are you planning to be here during the tribulation? That's my question. That's the biggie. Second of all, there's no grace. He who will be shot, I mean, who will live by the, will die by the sword, will die. I'm not quoting this scripture. I'm messing it. I'm paraphrasing. No, not live by the sword, die by the sword. But if you are to be killed by the sword, you're going to die. In other words, and I wish I could remember where that scripture was. Some of y'all know where that scripture is. That in Revelation?
Yeah.
If they threaten to kill you because you won't do this or you do that, there's no grace to intervene. You're going to die. If they say they're going to do terrible things to you because if you don't do this or you do that, it's going to happen. Because God, there is no more grace to intercede on your behalf. Like now we have grace. Lord, they're going to fire me if I don't do this. Lord, what am I going to do? Lord, please, please. The Lord says, okay, I'm going to step in. and I'm gonna be a shield between you and them. The Lord bless, I didn't lose my job. Grace.
Amen.
I was gonna, the doctor said I was gonna die, but we prayed and the Lord blessed and God stepped in. Grace.
It's in
Matthew 26, 52. In a minute, I want you to read that. God stepped in and you didn't die. God gives his grace to you, not because we earned it, not because of who we are, but because of who he is. He gives us grace. When the church leaves, grace leaves with it. Anybody, y'all catch that? When the church leaves, grace leaves with the church. The Holy Spirit takes the church to the kingdom. So the Holy Spirit won't be here either. So in other words, you're going to be on your own. When the church leaves, if you don't leave with it, you will be here on your own. And the only thing that you will have to hold on to is your testimony that you are a believer in Jesus Christ. That's all you have. The Spirit of God is not going to intervene on your behalf by any means, because you weren't supposed to be here in the first place. Amen. Did everybody catch that?
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is not going to intervene because he's not going to be here. Grace is not going to protect you because there's not going to be any grace here. You will be here without the presence of God. The only thing you will have is your testimony, which will cost you your life. Did everybody catch that?
Amen.
Your testimony of Jesus Christ, you must hold on to it. And by holding on to it, it will cost you your life. Do you really want to be here? Do you really want to go through that? Yeah. Because you don't have to. You really don't. All right. Read that, baby. Read that.
Okay, so it's in Revelation.
Uh-huh.
Shall go into captivity.
Yeah,
he who kills by the sword must also be killed by the sword.
Amen. Thank you, baby. If you're doomed to go into captivity because of your testimony, you're going. Mm-hmm. Nothing spiritual is going to intervene on your behalf. If you're doomed to be get your head chopped off, or they chop you off one piece at a time, it's happening. Because there's no, God is not here to protect you. This is what the enemy don't want you to know. This is what the enemy is trying to keep from you. He doesn't want you to know that he will have permission from God to do to you whatever he chooses. He can't do that now because the Spirit of God is here.
Amen.
But when the Spirit of God leaves, he's got God's permission to jack you up. Oh, yeah. Because you weren't supposed to be here in the first place. And there's so many things that will be going on. Listen, I got an email from one of our frontline soldiers, Karen, just yesterday, I think it was. There's a place in California, not California, there's a state here in the States that's preparing for a nuclear hit. They have the National Guard preparing how to work in blackout conditions right now. They're preparing for a nuclear hit in that city, in a state in the States.
New York.
I didn't want to say it because we got people here. Y'all didn't hear that, did you?
No.
Thank you very much. They're preparing. They're preparing right now. I heard the military guy call his wife and family. Y'all get batteries and get this and get that. They said we were only supposed to be here for 2 weeks, but now they're saying they don't know how long we're going to be here. They have us storing live weapons in blackout conditions, and they're prepared. It's like, I don't know what's. I heard it. He said, I don't know what's going on, but. Tell our family, tell everybody you know. I heard that yesterday. The enemy's got plans. So does God. You're not supposed to be here when the enemy's plans go into effect. There's huh? Into full effect. This thing is real. I know we can, and have you noticed the last three prayer services when he's talking about getting closer to him, don't be left behind, come on, grace. Have you noticed the last three have been about trying to get your mind together? Because this thing is gonna, I know you think it's all exciting because everything's back to normal, whatever normal is, and you know, we don't have to wear a mask if we don't want to, and we don't have to do this and have to do that, your mind is all, but the enemy's plan, he's doing this and you're watching this hand. But he's got a whole lot of other stuff going on back here that you're not even looking at. You all happy over here, the little Muppet man, and he's back here working it out. And one day you're gonna wait. Remember Pastor Sandy preached a message years ago, and part of that message was, how did it get so bad so fast? Some of y'all remember that? He said, how did it get so bad so fast? We were just at the mall yesterday, and now they're Army aircraft flying over our house. How did it get so bad so fast? And that's exactly, you know what, this is what I heard this morning. I ain't gonna get through all those scriptures, I already know that. A lot of Christians don't realize that the world is our enemy. And we are enemies to the world. They believe that the world, everything's okay. They're not that bad. You know how you're taught, what in the military, you are taught to, at whenever you can, to get the enemy by surprise. Mm-hmm. Make him think you're over here.
Yep.
And while he's thinking you're over there, you ambush him.
Yep.
If you can catch him off guard, you got him. You catch them with their guard down, you got them. Because they weren't expecting you. They're looking to the east and you're coming from the west. They weren't looking. That's how the enemy is setting the world up. Because the church is not taught that the world is their enemy. And the people that are governing the world, those are your enemies. They're not looking out for your salvation. They're not trying to get you closer to God. They're trying to help you to lose out on what God has promised or provided. And so while you're looking over here that everything is opening up now, and you know, I can go back to work now, and I can get a job making $20 an hour now, you're not watching the enemy sneak up behind you. And one day you're gonna open the front door and it's gonna be war out your window. And you're gonna wonder what happened. I was just at the mall. I haven't even taken the stuff out of my trunk yet. I was at the mall. What happened? How did it get so bad so fast? And what happened, you weren't paying attention. You were looking at the benefits of being here instead of the benefits of being in Christ. How did it get so bad, so fast? You don't have anything if you don't have an intimate relationship with Christ. You have nothing. Because all of the things that you have here will stay here when you're gone. If they allow you to keep it when the church leaves. You think they're gonna let you keep your houses and your cars and a lot of Jews were rich, and they confiscated all of their stuff before they put them in the concentration camps. They took their houses, their businesses, they were taking the teeth, the gold teeth out of their mouth. They took everything that they had. Those rich Jews had nothing when they came and took them to those concentration camps. What do you think they're gonna do to you? All right, y'all not shouting, so I guess I'll move on to something else. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The final pay for life without Christ is death. Good morning, Brent. Good morning, niece. The final pay for a life without Christ is death. And I believe the word is thanatos. Is that the word? Yes. Spiritual death, life without Christ forever. Life or existence in darkness forever, to exist without Christ forever. Can I tell you something? From my understanding, hell is everything God is not. God is life, so there's no hell in, there's no life in hell. God is the living water, so there's no water. God is joy, there's no joy. God is peace, there's no peace. God is to fulfill your every need, there are no needs being fulfilled for you in hell. God is the bread of life, there's nothing to eat. God is joy, there's no joy. God is peace, there's no peace. Everything God is, hell is not. Everything. And then I understand it'd be like an eternal, you will forever be falling. Anybody ever have a dream, and in your dream you're falling out of control and you can't wake up? Anybody have a dream like that before? I know I have. And you just can't connect. From my understanding, hell is some, there are places in hell that's not, you are forever falling. Can you imagine that? Forever, never having a solid foundation, never having a grip, never having anything to hold on to, always in a state of falling. Why? Because you were falling while you were here. It's just continued when you leave. Everything God is, hell is not. Everything. You really want to take a chance on going to a place like that after you leave tribulation? You're going to leave tribulation, which was a hell all by itself, to die and go to hell forever. Does that make sense at all? All right. Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry. Okay. John 1:3. All things were made through him. Him who?
Jesus.
All things were made through him, and without him, Jesus, was not anything made that was made. Everything. God created, and Satan took what God created and made a mess. God created you, and then Satan got a hold to a lot of us and made a mess. Everything that is, the planets, the earth, the sky, the air, the oxygen we breathe, the lights that we see, everything, it was made by God. Satan made nothing. He was never created to create anything. Did you know that? Satan is a created being, and part of his creation was not to create. Satan was not made, built to create anything. He just made a mess out of things that God created. Y'all follow me? He doesn't have power to create. He can't create rain. He can't create oxygen. He can't create ground. He does not have the power to create anything. He just makes stuff. You can make a cake out of something somebody else put together. Go to the store, get a box. I made a cake. Yeah, but you didn't create anything. You just made something out of what somebody else developed and put together. You didn't make it. Right?
Amen.
All right, I'm going. Ephesians, and this is also only two. Ephesians 2, 8 through 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith. If you don't have faith in Christ, and how can two walk together except they agree? You must have faith in God in order to agree with God, right?
Yes.
Come on, act like you heard this before. You must have faith in God in order to agree with God, right? And so if you don't have faith, you cannot agree. And how can two walk together except they agree? Right? So if you don't have faith that God will deliver you, and God says, but I can't, I don't know, Lord, I can't, I don't know, you're not walking with God. Why? Because you're not agreeing with God.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Thank you, Emerson. Thank you, Beth. And this is not your own doing. This is not because you are Big Willie. This is not because you're so smart. This is not because of anything that's got to do with you, you person.
Nice.
Did I do that good? Because that is not my first thought. It's because of God. You're a peon. You know nothing. Amen.
Amen.
You just got a case of the yous. What do you mean by use? You think you all that in a bag of chips, and you're not. You're a legend in your own mind. You're not really that much. I'm gone, I'm coming. Man, it is a gift of God, not a result of works. You cannot earn this. This has to be given to you by God. You cannot earn this gift. It has to be given to you by God. Satan cannot give you this gift because he doesn't have it.
Amen.
Satan cannot give you life because he doesn't have life. Satan cannot give you God's presence because he doesn't have it and he's no longer in it. He has no control over it. You got, if you want something from God, you must go to God. So that no one can boast. It's not about your works. This last thing, 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 3. If I speak in tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, who is love? Jesus. You can go to 1 John 4, 16 and find out who love is. Somebody go to John 4, 16 and see who God is. If I speak in tongues of men and of angels, but have no love, or I have no Christ, I have no power or spirit of God in me. I am a noisy gong and a clanging cymbal. I'm just a lot of noise. And if I have prophetic powers, I can wave my hand and half the church fall out. And understand all mysteries and all knowledge. If I am a walking dictionary, I'm a walking Google. And if I have all faith so as to move mountains, but I have not Christ, I have not love, I am nothing. Without Christ, you are nothing. I don't care how many badges, I don't care how many awards, I don't care how many doctorates you have. If you have Christ, you have nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not Christ, I gain nothing. You don't get brownie points for giving away chicken dinners. You don't get points from God because you gave some homeless person $5. You don't get brownie points for that. You get credit for being in love with God. Amen. I'm done with that. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. Our first prayer is we're continuing to pray for Janelle.
Yes.
They did a scope yesterday, but they didn't see anything. And this morning, she'd been unable to keep anything down, and they found that she has an infection. So they're doing more tests today. They're trying to rule out one thing to determine if it's another thing.
Yeah.
But she is, and she's tired.
I know she is.
In the hospital, she's tired of the pain. But even though her body's tired, we were talking to her yesterday, her spirit is still rejuvenated.
Yes.
And she's still just glowing with the anointing.
Yes.
We just want to pray over her body.
Yes.
You know, because the scripture says that I would that you would prosper even as your soul prospers.
Yes.
And we see that her soul continues to prosper. In them. So we're asking the Lord to just keep her body in that same direction.
Amen. Amen. She sent a picture and cheeks all rosy, eyes all sparkly. The only thing that gave away that she was in the hospital was that gown.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. She's been with us a long time. That's a soul sister showing up. We got to pray because the most important thing is she has a hold of her spirit is still fused with God. It's not just connected. It's fused with God. We just want the Lord to bless her to be more comfortable while we're still here.
Amen.
Amen. Even if he chooses not to heal her completely, if he would heal her enough where she would be more comfortable than she is, so she could go home and live in her own place.
Yeah.
You know, I'd settle for that. I just want her to be comfortable while she's in the battle. Amen. Because she's got to be tired. Who I don't know if I could do and hold up like she is.
Amen.
I like to think I can, but I don't know because it's never happened to me. I've never been there. And so we want to keep her lifted up. Amen.
Amen.
Socorro, that's who it is. Amen. 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 Come on, I need you to, I need a few of you to come on up here, baby. And bring him with you. He think he's special. Amen. Come on, Brent. Y'all come on up here. Hallelujah. He said, I am special. Well, I know you are. Oh, he ain't. Oh, yeah, you are. So, Cora, get on up here. Brent, come on up here. Amen. Bala Ishu Alemin. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we thank you for the day that you have given us, we thank you for keeping us according to your will and your plan. We thank you for how you've watched over us and kept us. We thank you for all that you do and all that you've done. We lift you up in the name of Jesus, because there is no God like our God. You are the only true and living God. There is no other God. There is no other God. I know they make little gods out of this life, but there truly is no other God. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would touch our little sister Janelle. Father, you touch her in her mind, in her body. You've already touched her heart. You've already touched her spirit, because we know your presence is in her and with her, and it surrounds her. But Father, we're praying in the name of Jesus that you would move on her behalf in her body. Father, let something happen to give her relief, to give her peace, that will continue to increase her joy. Let something happen, Father, where she can feel the prayers of the saints. Father, you said the righteous. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Father, bless those, Lord, that are worshipers. Bless those that love you. Bless those that bless your name. If there's anything in her atmosphere that is not like you, remove it and give her the peace that she seeks and the power that she needs and the joy that you have given her. Enter into that atmosphere as we pray. You said, I heard you before you called, and I answered while you were yet speaking. While we pray, while we speak, while we ask in the name of Jesus, by the blood, that you would enter into her presence. Hallelujah. Let it be so in the name of Jesus. Let it be so. Help me say, let it be so. Let it be so. Let it be so in the name of Jesus, that you will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. We're looking for great things, Janelle. Amen. What else you got, Pastor? What else?
Our next prayer is for Savannah.
Savannah.
She texted me yesterday. She said she just was struggling with emotional pain and she didn't know where it was coming from.
Uh-huh.
So we know that's something in the spirit.
Yes, yes.
She's asking for prayer.
Amen. For Savannah and for Christina and Jose P. For Karen Fox, Susan D. and Dinah K. We want to pray. These people are under spiritual attack. Daisy. Do you remember Daisy?
Yeah.
You remember? Oh, hey, Jacqua. We're just stepping in. She reached out and we've been talking. And she says she's ready to stop running from God. And she's ready to come back to God. Hallelujah. And she remembered us.
Hallelujah.
She don't know nothing about Alyssa yet. We'll let her know when she comes. She says she wants to come. She said she misses us. And I said, we miss you too, and your sister, and your son, and the grandbaby that we haven't met yet.
Yeah, it was two now.
Is it two now? Yeah. Oh, somebody's been busy. Amen. Amen. So, and Joanna. I miss Joanna. I miss Leslie. I miss them in the little I miss them. I know they'll come when they can, but don't stop me from missing them. Amen. Hallelujah. Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, you have every answer to every prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you heard us before we called and you answered why we were yet speaking. That's in your word. Father, you said we have not because we ask not. Well, we're asking this morning. In the name of Jesus, we're asking for healing in the spirit. If the enemy cannot get us to sin, he'll attack our spirit. He'll try to enter into our dreams. He'll try to enter into our families' hearts and minds. But Father, greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. That's what my Bible says. Does your Bible say that?
Yeah.
Greater is he that's in us than anything that is in the world, anything that will ever come against us. Father, in the name of Jesus, those that are dealing with spiritual matters, intercede on their behalf in the name of Jesus. Yes. Father, those that are fighting, increase their strength. Those that are standing, increase their stamina. Those that are moving forward, increase their strength to move forward. Those that refuse to go back, increase the strength. Father, we're asking that you would add joy to each person that we named, for every believer, every worshiper that's struggling, because the joy of the Lord is what? It's our strength. And if I have a lot of joy, I have a lot of strength. If I have little joy, I have little strength. So joy is the key, not happiness. Because happiness is based on things that happen around you. Satan controls many things that happen around us. So not happiness, Lord, but for joy. Because the joy comes from the throne of God. Joy can only be given by God. Otherwise, you'd have demons with joy. Joy can only be distributed by God. And the joy that comes from God is the strength that sustains us while we're on the battlefield. And so, Father, I pray for joy for every believer that's struggling in the spirit, for every believer that's dealing with things in the spirit realm, for every believer that's fighting in the spirit, because we war not against flesh and blood, but against spirit and principalities in high or in heavenly places. This is not an earthly battle. This is a spiritual battle that has made its way to earth. Did y'all catch that?
Yes.
It happened in the spirit realm, and it's made its way down to earth. God is able. God is able. Help me say, God is able.
God is able.
God is able. Father, God is able.
God is able.
Father, heal those that are weak. Give joy to those that are struggling. Father, give power to those that need power. Give understanding to those who need understanding. Give that inspiration to those that need inspiration. Whatever is necessary for your people to be what you have called us to be, let it be so in the name of Jesus. For greater is he that is in us than anything that is in the world. The power belongs to the saints of God. And we shall not be moved. We shall not be moved. We will not allow the enemy to run us off the battlefield. We will not allow the enemy to make us run off and leave our post. We will not bow to the enemy or his plan. We will not be what the enemy wants us to be, but what God has created us to be. For greater is the power of God that's in us than anything that will ever come against us. And even though he may attack this body, he cannot destroy my soul. Even though he attacked my atmosphere, he cannot defeat my relationship with God. And even though this body will return to dust, the real me will return back to my Father from which it came. So greater is he that is in me than anything the enemy can do against me. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. How many more you have?
It's late, so I'm just going to tell you the names.
Give me the names.
So we're continuing to pray for the twins.
We want to pray for the twins. Give us an update on the twins.
I have an update.
You have an update.
Yes.
Amen. Can I at least have the update on the twins?
Yes.
Okay.
Micah, they're close to giving consent for him to start surgery,
uh-huh.
But the doctor called and said that he has an infection in his cerebral spine fluid,
uh-huh.
That they're pulling from his head. The doctor basically told mom that she should just let him go. And y'all don't worry about that, because mom said no.
Good.
She said his heart did stop beating, but it started back beating.
Yeah.
And then mom said if his heart stopped beating and he goes, then I'll have to accept that.
Right.
But I am not going to just give up.
And we're fighting with you.
Amen.
All of the prayer warriors online that adopt the prayers that we're praying and prayed for them over the week, We are standing firm and we're standing strong with the twins. Amen. Whatever God's will, I will accept. Whatever man decide, I will not accept. If it does not agree with what God said, I do not accept it. I do not receive it. I am with mom.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, be careful, Jocko, so you don't twitch it.
Oh, I'm not.
Amen. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
But as of now, his vitals are stable.
Yes! Only God can do that. Amen. I want to remember, we are praying for my son Ezekiel. And you know who I'm talking about. My son Ezekiel. We're praying because we understand what's going on. We're praying. He knows, they know who I'm talking about. My son Ezekiel. Amen. And also my grandson, Aiden M. Because there's some things going on. I received your prayer request. I sent it to Pastor Sandy, all three of these. We have Pastor Nicole sent it to the prayer team. We are praying. We have not forgotten. We have not forgotten Jose and Christina, my son Ezekiel, and my grandson Aiden M. We are praying. And we will please keep us posted as to what's happening, because we want to make sure that we focus on whatever the problem is. Am I done?
No, you cut me off, but I was...
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Makai is doing about the same. He's close to moving into an open crib.
Yes.
I just need to get his temperature up a few more degrees. He's back on the CPAP, but he's doing well.
Yes, yes.
And they think that he'll be able to come home in about 5 weeks.
Look at God. Look at God. I've seen God pull people off the deathbed. I've seen God heal people where the doctors were giving them up for loss. I've seen God, one time we had prayer service, a lady was wheeled in by somebody because she couldn't walk, she couldn't stand. At the end of the service, she pushed the wheelchair to the car. I've seen God do amazing things. We've seen God heal cancer. We've seen God do all kinds of things. We've seen it. We are with it. I have forgotten more than I could ever tell you that I've seen what God has done. And I know what he did for me. What did Pastor Sandy call me? Lord, how can you use that alky? I know what God did for me. I don't know what your testimony is, and that's not my business. I know what God did for me. And if God can heal me and make me worth using, because I gave up on me, but God didn't.
Amen.
I'm like, you know what, Lord, I ain't mad at you. You do what you got to do.
Amen.
But God said, no, I see something in you that you don't see.
Amen.
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 God said, I see something in you that you don't see.
Amen.
And so it's my will, not your will. And I made it.
Amen.
Y'all understand? Morning, Deacon. Good morning, Pops. Good morning, wife. I know God is the healer and the deliverer. And if that's God's ultimate will, we'll see him in heaven. But from where I'm standing now, at this point, I don't think that's God's will. I don't know, but we're going to keep praying until God says something. Amen. Did I cut you off again?
That's okay. We'll
see. I did it again?
It's all right.
Have mercy.
Amen.
Amen. Why did... Yeah. Come around so we can hear you, Pastor.
No, I got it.
But they can't hear you. You're going to project.
I just want to say my mom starts her first chemo treatment on tomorrow.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And they are very confident that her body will respond well. We're standing in there.
Yes! You tell me that's not the prayers of the saints working it out.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Or in other words, though that the prayers of the saints move the hands of him who moved the world. God wants us to ask him for help. God wants us to include him in our affairs. God wants to be a part of what's happening with us. God wants that. But the people keep cutting him out. The only time they want God is when they need the light bill paid. I need a new car. I need another house. I don't have enough money. They got a bad case of the gimmies. They only want God when they want something. How would you like a husband or a wife that only wants you when they want something? I didn't get any amens on that one. I got one amen. We did prayer for him. Anybody? Okay, amen. Oh, I can scratch the prayer. You can't. Did you feel them bus tires roll over?
No.
You can. Good morning, Minister Lloyd. You. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to give you praise.
Yes.
Thank you for this prayer and scriptures. Thank you for the saints. Thank you for the believers. Thank you for all those that are requesting prayer. Did you give off the names of those that we're praying for this week?
No. We're praying for Rob.
Rob.
Debbie.
Kamora. And Nassau.
Those are the ones I didn't
have. Kiana that's struggling financially in Texas.
Kiana. Give me those names again.
Rob.
Kiana.
Debbie.
Kamora.
Micah and Makai.
Janelle.
Savannah.
Verna.
And Marcus.
And Joel.
And Maureen.
And Christina. And Jose. And Daisy. And Joanna. And Karen. And Susan. And Dinah.
Yes.
Say it again.
And Jasmine.
And my son Ezekiel. And my grandson Aiden. And we also want to keep Minister Ryan in prayer. He's a cop.
Yeah.
And so every day he needs prayer.
Amen.
Because he don't know what he's walking into. But he's so faithful. Even when he's working, he's faithful to the ministry.
Yeah.
Father, we thank you for such a beautiful ministry, for such a marvelous set of people, for such a great anointing on this church. Not just the people in this building, but those that are connected in any way to this house. We thank you. We ask that you continue to watch over. Thank you for bringing me and Pastor Sandy and our families back to church. I miss my family during the week. Amen. But we back now, baby. Amen. We give you praise. We magnify you. And we lift you up. And I miss my little brother here. Amen. We give you praise for all that you are and all that you've done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. In the cloud or in the crowd, amen. Look at super brother coming in. Amen. In the cloud or in the crowd. Preferably, it's in the cloud, but I'll take what I can get. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Woohoo.